Such as this from Herb Alpert. A lot of living to do. Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass opening this portion of the Music Guy Show with Gary Owens. And we'll be sneaking around here bringing you another amazingly austere and mundane episode of Return the Paper Plates a little later on in the show with Carl and Julia. And of course, as I mentioned earlier, some of the greatest sounds you'll hear any place. In a moment, Sinatra and Jobim. I've been noticing the brand new list of the 10 best-dressed males has just been released, and for the third straight year, they've bypassed me. A little silly, isn't it? After all, isn't every person that arrives at work wearing natty bib overalls with matching cummerbunds, such as I do, would you like to take a look at it? Eh? 1941 wide necktie? It makes me wonder about these lists, actually. Do they send observers out to write down what these famous people are wearing at work? And for dinner affairs? Or do they clandestinely snap photos when the award winners aren't looking and then compile their wardrobe points at a rendezvous? I can recall a couple of years ago an anecdote that was making rounds about a teacher who was asking her pupils to name the 9 greatest Americans, and all the guys and gals had turned in their papers except Earl. He said, "What's the matter? Can't you finish your list, Earl?" He said, "I'm still undecided about the first baseman." Well, I didn't think it was funny when Earl told it to me. However, it only cost a quarter, which isn't too bad for a starting joke anyway. Let's go sneak to the music department once more. As promised, S and J, they are seldom called, Sinatra and Jolene. And I got concentrated on you.
Whenever skies look gray to me, trouble begins to bloom. Whenever the winter winds become too strong, I concentrate on you. When fortune cries nay, nay to me, declare your truth. Whenever the blues become my only song, concentrate on you, on your smile so sweet, so tender. When at first my kiss on the light in your eyes when you surrender, and once again arms intertwine. And so when wise men say to me that love's young dream never comes,
Sinatra and Antonio Carlos Jobim, and I concentrate on you. This is the Music Guy Show, and G.O., and we're sneaking around here. I found this in the mail today, and it's kind of interesting. If you're a literary expert, even if you're not a literary expert, whatever I said there, it's widely known that Mark Twain was the pen name used by Samuel Clemens, and that O. Henry was actually William Sidney Porter. But how many other pseudonyms do you know? They list this one, Horatio Libinson. You know who that was? That was George Bernard Shaw, one of his many pen names. There was a writer many years ago who used the name Anthony Afterwit. That was Benjamin Franklin. Alice Bell was the pseudonym of Emily Bronte. There's a whole list of them here. I'll find them and check them out. It may be interesting to you.
Believe it or don't. Believe it or don't. The bird dog, a small rodent of Central Asia, can speak the words, "Pleased to meet you," and is worshipped by the natives who use its fur in many ways.
Woke up this morning to cry. Then I remember, yes, I knew why. He's real good for having his cake. I'm gonna go fishing or jump in the lake. Yes, I'm gonna go fishing. What I'll do, think about nothing, not even you. Catch a real big one, a big speckled trout, snapping in the water, I'll pull him on out. Sweet talking liar, spin me a yarn, tell me a story big as a barn. Don't feel now, I got the feel now. Snap the plant, I ride off, catch me a trout. Get me shark and liar. You're in for a fall. You tell me a story. You talk to the wall. Gonna go my way on down the highway. I'm gonna go fishing and catch me a trout. I'm gonna go fishing and catch me a trout. I'm gonna go fishing and catch me a trout. I'm gonna go fishing and catch me a trout.
A musical fish story from Peggy Lee on the Music Guy Show. We were talking about pseudonyms just a few shakes ago. Did I mention this one? Gentleman Joffrey Crayon was the pen name of Washington Irving, which reminds me of an old answer man sentence. The answer is Washington Irving, and the question is, you know, the capital of... Oh, I've forgotten it already. What is it? It slipped my mind. It slipped one of my minds. I can't remember it. I'll run back and get it in just a moment because it's something that you'll really want to dance to. Joshua Coffin was the pen name of Longfellow. And the pseudonym Dorothea Julia Ramsbottom was used once by William Makepeace Thackeray. Captain Clutterback was a name used by Sir Walter Scott when he was writing. I guess they've fooled you more times than not. Many, many years ago. It's been said that the true end of every great and free people should be self-respecting peace. And this nation most earnestly desires sincere and cordial friendship with all others. We, as a nation, have continually demonstrated the truth of this statement. We've always attempted to follow the path that led to a peaceful settlement of all problems. Within the limits of self-respect, we are indeed a peaceful people. With pride, our servicemen have assumed their duties of maintaining peace. For they realize that as United States citizens in uniform, they have definite responsibilities to their God, to their country, and to themselves. It's all part of freedom's cause.
Thank you. you very much.
The Ted Heath Orchestra and the Lullaby of Birdland. That's one of my favorite melodies from many moons ago. Well, you're listening to the Music Guy Show as we delve back into history rather than delve forward into history, which is a little more difficult. In 1923, some of the big tunes were I Love You, Barney Google with the Google Googly Eyes. The Sugar Blues was a big tune. I Love Life. No, I've got the wrong melody. Yes, We Have No Bananas, and You've Got to See Your Mama Every Night. Also in that same fun-filled year of 1923, the Charleston, a new fast foxtrot, was introduced and captured the fancy of many, many ballroom dancers. My dance, the same year, the Finorque Waddle, certainly should have caught on. It was very easy. All you had to do was fall down in a muddy parking lot while the band played frenetically. Unfortunately, none of them knew frenetically, which was written in 1925. It made it a little more difficult for them. Well, we have a lot of things today, so I'm going out in the other room and see what's happening there.
I'm sorry, sir. You can't come in here. We are on the air.
I know. I'm Art Werner, and I'm supposed to come in now and sing a song on behalf of National Insect Week.
Is it National Insect Week already?
Yes.
My, oh, my, how time does fly.
Mm-hmm.
Why not take that microphone, which happens to be right over there?
Thank you. Just a minute, please. This is Art Werner with an original song on behalf of National Insect Week. Now. M is for the many things she gave me. O is for the other things she tried. T is for the thousand things she gave me. H is for the hundred sighs she sighed. Put them all together, they spell more.
Present Ed with his gold album. In other words, an album that has reached $1 million in sale mark, but my cup runneth over. Norm Rakusin, the vice president of RCA Victor in New York City, jetted in for the big affair. Ed, a very, very warm man. Not phony at all. And I, as I mentioned earlier, one of the greatest voices of our time. I'm currently writing a Broadway musical based on Ed Ames' misguided tomahawk throw on the Johnny Carson program of a couple months ago. So he's got a lot of things going for him. And a member of the Ames brothers for many years, along with Leon and Nancy Ames, back when they were Ames brothers. What did I do with my note? I left it over here. While I search for it, let's go back to the big instrumental sound of Cy Zentner and his orchestra and those lazy, hazy, crazy daisies of summer, or like them. Zentner. Well, all right, I will. Zentner. How was that? Okay, thank you. And the lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. You're listening to the Music Guy Show, and this is G.O. Remember, not too many minutes away, another fantastically lugubrious episode of Return the Paper Plates. And you will find out what kind of a fix Carl and Julia and Ernie are in today. We'll find out in just a moment. Now, to put on my astrological forecast costume and see what the zodiac has in store today.
Astrological forecast.
If you were born under the sign of Libra, September 22nd to October 22nd, you will look out your garden window today and will observe that the garbage man has brought his entire collection of garbage to your house.
Let the dance floor Get your scorecard over here. You can't trell the players without a scorecard.
A friend of mine, Jack Foster, reiterated one of the great lines of all time. He was going to Syracuse a few years ago and attending a football game. And it was raining cats and dogs, or whatever it rains in Syracuse. And everybody was getting soaking wet. And the fellow selling scorecards was out there running around sogging. And he had a whole, probably 30 or 40 magazines or scorecards that he was selling. They were just sopping wet. And he was yelling out, "Get your scorecards! Get them while they're wet!" "Not two dry ones, please."